Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to another installment of the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is Dave Schrader, your host, along with co-host and producer Tim Dennis. This evening we have a very, very cool show coming up for you. We've got a gentleman that just blew Tim and my socks off a couple weeks ago when we had the opportunity to talk with him over the phone. Was able to do a mini reading for us. His name is Robert Baca, and he was born with psychic gifts, but was not encouraged to actually use them until after surviving a life-threatening accident in May of 2000. That's when his life was changed forever, and the use of his psychic abilities could no longer be suppressed. The visions and messages from spirits close to people around him became overwhelming, using Robert as a communicator to those in the physical world. They insisted upon passing their messages on to their loved ones. And then, after many television and public appearances and hundreds of readings, Robert continues to astound believers and skeptics alike. Robert has become one of the best-known psychic mediums in the Midwest. So let's welcome our very special guest this evening, Mr. Robert Baca. How are you today, Robert?
Fine, thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. And let me mention up front here, we do have some passes. Robert is going to be at the Healthy Life Expo. That'll be on February 3rd and 4th here in Minneapolis at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And the pass that we have is good for two people. We have three passes that'll be available. We'll be giving out our phone number a little bit later on during the show. You call in. If you can attend the program, please call in and we'll get you those tickets. If you can't, please do not call in. Let's make sure that the tickets can go to somebody local here. Robert, we thank you very much for joining us. Now, could you tell us a little bit about this? Now, you mentioned that after an accident, you were kind of propelled further into this use of your psychic powers. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yes. Well, first of all, when before the accident, I was born with my psychic gifts. I was about 7 or 8 when I knew I was different. But once again, I didn't fully understand my gifts, and plus I didn't have anybody to teach me the ways to use my gifts and the purpose for my gifts. And being from a Spanish Italian background, you know, and also being Catholic on top of it, you can kindly understand how I was never encouraged to use my gifts. But then as I got older, and up to May of 2000, when I was in my accident, that's when my gifts were basically like on the back burner, went to the front burner, and so did the intensity of my gifts. And this time now, it's not surfacing every once in a while. It's on 24/7. And I had to really find, that's when I knew it was a major crossroads and a turn in my life, is when I finally found and allowed Spirit to guide me where Spirit wanted me to go through my teaching and my learning and my understanding of my gifts and the purpose for my gifts. And once I understood all that, this is what I've been doing now for almost the past 6 years now as a professional medium.
Now, when you're doing what you do, when you do these readings, do you actually see spirits before you talking to you? Are you seeing your spirit guide that's giving you this information? How does that exactly work?
Well, they can come to me in three different ways. Okay, being a medium, okay, I have the gift of clairvoyancy, which means I see them. Okay, and how they come to me, sometimes they come to me in, I would want to say, in energies of colors, energies of lights. Sometimes I will see them where it's called physical manifestations, where the spirit he or she will actually give me a true image of what they once looked like. Or number three, they do go through my spirit guide, Raphael.
Okay, so they speak with you. They communicate through signs, and I know watching the show Crossing Over with John Edward,
yes,
you said that you work very similar to him, and I think
yes,
it's his mom who's his spirit guide or so that helps him understand, and they give you signs. Maybe you can go over for the people that are going to be calling in this evening.
Sure.
So we can understand what the different signs
for your listeners out there in Radio Land, when I say above you, okay, this is how I communicate to spirits. When I say above you, that means somebody older than you. Below you is somebody younger or a pet. Pets do come through. They're also below you. Your left side is your mother's side of the family. Your right side is your father's side of the family. And when I say in the middle, which is like chest, that would be like your husband's side of the family or your wife's side of the family. It can be anybody that is not blood related directly to you. And also keep in mind that if there's adoption connection with you or your background to your, even as far back as your parents, sometimes information is actually revealed for that purpose for some, either somebody's doing some kind of research. And sometimes it can be connected to future predictions as well.
If I could ask real quickly, because I come from a strange family myself and I wanted some clarification for our readings. Okay, I grew up with a mother and father in Illinois. He was my stepfather. I never knew my real father until recently.
Yes.
So as you're doing a reading for me or a person like me out there, how would we differentiate without giving you too much information?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Is that number one, I normally don't seek for answers. I give you the answers. It's up to you to figure them out. But as they come, like as in your position, you just met and connected with your father's side of the family. Okay, let's say that beforehand, your reconnection, your father's passed, and there's adoption there. I would get a feeling like, okay, I'm getting an older person very much above you. I also pick up feelings and emotions from that are connected with these messages. And I'll also give you like, okay, I'm getting a blood relation, but to the side. When I say blood relation, there is definitely a blood connection there, okay? And that would tell me that this is either a biological father or information going towards biological father's side.
One thing that I do want to point out this evening that you talked to Tim and I about when we first did our reading with you, and I thought this is most impressive. You know, I have my skepticism still. It's a healthy
Absolutely.
Skepticism of these things. John Edward, I've always thought, you know, geez, how do you know they're not feeding him this information prior to a show? You and I and Tim had our reading, and you blew our socks off during it. The one thing that really impressed me most is, and I want to make sure that everybody that's participating in the show this evening follows these same rules, and you tell me if I'm
Absolutely.
Incorrect. The rules are, your only answers are yes, no, and I don't know. Don't offer
Exactly.
Bob any more information than that.
Exactly, because I don't want anybody, but please do not volunteer any information about yourself or where you come from. Just answer the information as it's being presented to you as I receive it. You don't control the process. I don't control who comes through, nor do I control what they say. But please understand, I got to stick what I'm receiving, even though at the time you might not be able to validate this information. But just because you don't validate it now, doesn't mean that the information won't validate itself later.
So have a pen and paper handy. When we come back, we're going to have our first caller on the line with us that Robert's going to do a reading for. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show with our special guest, Robert Baca.
Riveted to the edge of your seat? Good. There's more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
I'm Teresa from White Bear Lake, and I needed to refinance my home and do it fast. I contacted a lot of mortgage companies that made promises and commitments that they just couldn't keep. Then I was referred to Keith Troutman. Keith was knowledgeable and worked fast. He listened to what I needed, and within 7 days, we closed on my loan. Other companies promised to save me up to $500 a month. Keith, however, found a program that was right for me and saves me over $1,300 a month. I would recommend Keith Troutman and Tri Minnesota Mortgage to anyone.
Thanks, Teresa. This is Keith Troutman, president and owner of Tri Minnesota Mortgage, and no matter what your situation is, we're here for you. We locate financing programs other brokers cannot. Most lenders use 10 to 20 investors to fund their loans. We have a national investor base of over 70 that ensures you'll get the best loan program available to meet your needs. Call me today at 952-223-5000. I know I can help. Right now, with qualifying loans, we are sending you on a 7-day cruise for two. Certain restrictions apply. Check out our website at cruiseatclose.com for more details. Or call 952-223-5000. That's 952-223-5000.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com. Serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
If you read Tapster Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Tapster Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
If it weren't for ghosts and aliens, these guys wouldn't be getting any action at all.
Yeah, baby!
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to the show. This evening with us, we have Mr. Robert Baca, very spiritual psychic and medium that is able to communicate with those loved ones and friends that have passed over and crossed over. Robert, on the line with us this evening, we've got Pat Chris, and she'd like to meet with you and have you do a little mini reading. I'm going to shut up. Pat, this is Robert. Robert, this is Pat.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Very good.
Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Are you able to hear each other?
I can hear him.
Robert, can you hear?
No, I'm having, hold on, let me, hold on, please.
Certainly.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Robert, can you hear Pat now?
Can you hear me?
I'm not getting any audio from...
Are you able to hear me okay, Robert?
All right, then, Tim, you can translate for me, please?
Yeah, okay. Sure, I can do that.
All right,
sure.
Thank you.
Or I can have Dave do it.
Certainly. I mean, Dave. I'm sorry, Dave.
Not a problem.
All right.
First of all, I'm getting the name. I can understand that you gave me her name as being Pat, but I'm getting the name Patricia. And I'm getting an older woman, very much above her left side, which is her mother's side of the family. And I'm also getting another female below her mom. So this has either got to be a younger sister to her mom, which would be aunt figure to her.
That's not correct, no.
Nope, she's not saying that.
Okay. Who just got the new kitchen cabinets? They're showing me kitchen cabinets.
And I couldn't hear what he said. What's in the kitchen cabinet?
He said, who just got the new kitchen cabinets?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
She needs to write this down. I can barely hear her, but she needs to write this information down because it's like they're providing this information for her.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm also getting that there's definitely got to be a younger female below mom that is there with her.
Okay.
Okay, so once again, when it's below mom, once again, this could be a daughter to her, sister to you, okay? Or this could be a younger sister to her. This could even be a granddaughter to her.
Okay. None of those are correct.
All right, but right now, just because it does not make sense to you now, don't disregard this.
Okay.
It's very important that you understand this information.
Okay.
All right, what's that? And they're also showing me like a ruby ring. Ruby diamond ring.
Okay, that does make sense.
Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't know who is connected to you, but I also need to let you know that there is a female who has passed, who just arrived on the other side, not too long ago.
Okay.
And she's in good hands.
Good.
Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And who has the light blue car? They show me a light blue car. I don't know if somebody just bought this car or if someone's looking to buy at this car. Do not buy it because I'm being shown a big lemon.
Okay.
Okay? Wait, what's that, please?
All right.
And I also need to let you know that the white cat is there with mom.
Okay.
Do you understand this, please? Understand the information I'm giving you?
I don't understand.
Listen, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, do you understand the information that I'm giving to
yes.
you? You can try to understand it later.
Okay.
I hope you don't think I'm being rude. I'm very straight, okay?
No, that's fine.
Okay, great.
You can hear me.
And I also need to let you know that who is the preacher? Who is the Baptist minister? Who is, like, the Lutheran preacher? Who is somebody connected to old-time religion? I'm also getting the name Earl. Something with Earl.
Earl.
Yes, and Earl is connected to your father's side of the family.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to say the name Jones. Jones. J-O-N-E-S.
Jones?
Yes. What's that, please? All right, thank you. And I also need to acknowledge to you that they're acknowledging somebody's birthday. Female. They're showing me a chocolate cake.
Okay.
Okay, what's that? All right, thank you. And I also need to let you know that somebody who has lost a child is also there with them as well.
Okay.
Wait, what's that? She's pulling her energy back. She's also showing me a big Hershey's kiss for you. When I see big Hershey's kisses, it's her way of sending hugs and kisses to you. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you... I need to teach you about something.
That's fine.
And I also supposed to say the name John to you.
Yes.
Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
And John is showing me red roses.
Yes.
Okay, when I see red roses, this is his way of expressing that love continues to be strong in spirit as it was once in life. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. They like playing tricks on you at home.
Okay.
What's that, please? Something about the water. They keep saying something about the water. Wait, what's that? And I also need to let you know that I'm also getting another older male figure very much above you, right side, which is dad's side of the family.
Very much older male?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, what's that, please? And I'm getting that this gentleman passes from massive complications to the heart, goes very quickly.
Okay.
All right, what's that, please? Why are they showing me a piñata with you? Did somebody go to Mexico? Or have some kind of Spanish connection? I'm being shown a piñata. You know what a piñata is, Patricia?
Yes, I definitely know what a piñata is, yeah.
They want me to call you Patricia, not Pat.
Well, that wouldn't be surprising.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
Because I'm getting like a funny but yet restricted personality energy feeling with this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand this?
Yes, I actually do.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. It's like, it's not Pat, it's Patricia.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting that from an older female coming through very strongly.
Okay.
Oh, you're coming through quite clearly now. Quite clearly. Do you remember the little boy who was hit by the car?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. They want me to share that story with you.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And once again, I'm supposed to say happy birthday to somebody. Mom's showing me a chocolate cake.
Oh, okay. That's just made a little sense.
Okay, do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's pulling her energy back. And I'm supposed to say congratulations to you. She's showing me white roses.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye now.
Now, you are listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our special guest this evening is Mr. Robert Baca. We're opening up the phone lines. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got some passes for the Healthy Life Expo, which will be February 3rd and 4th. On Friday the 3rd, it goes from noon to 9. Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Minneapolis Convention Center. If you can attend, please give us a call, and you can get a set of the passes, which is good for two people. Our phone number here is 612-375-1400. Again, that number is 612-375-1400. Robert, now you're going to be doing an actual presentation on Friday night, the 3rd, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'll be doing a gallery show Friday night at 8 p.m.
All right, which is very similar to the type of program that John Edward does, right, that people might be familiar with on TV, where you're there and there's a big group of people, so you'll just kind of be drawing whoever pulls you out of the crowd?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, excellent. And then Saturday, are you doing another presentation, or are you there set up in a booth all day?
I will be at the expo doing readings all day on Saturday only.
On Saturday only, and
yes.
Friday you'll be there just that evening, correct?
No. Friday I will also be doing readings before the show and after the show.
Fantastic. Well, we thank you very much, Robert. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got another caller on the line. We appreciate you listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town. Tonight's guest, Mr. Robert Baca, a very talented psychic and medium.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves!
Thank you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Jeff Rusterholtz with Edina Realty understands that the housing market is changing, and he's prepared to work with you to put together an aggressive plan to ready your home and help you sell quickly. It's Jeff's goal as your full-service real estate agent specializing in the Twin Cities to provide you with superior service at all times. His local expertise and extensive real estate experience will benefit you whether you're serious about buying or selling a home. By taking time to really listen to your needs and desires, Jeff Rusterholtz with Edina Realty will help you find the home of your dreams. And if you're selling a home, his real estate expertise and many effective marketing programs will give you the exposure and edge you need to sell your home quickly and for top dollar. Jeff prides himself on providing unparalleled service, and he looks forward to developing a long-term relationship with you. Visit him online at movewithjeff.com for more details, or call 651-690-8479 to get started on securing your future. That number again, 651-690-8479.
Would you like to contact a loved one who has crossed over to the other side? Do you worry about your own health issues or those of a loved one? Are you curious about your relationships and your career? If any of these questions have crossed your mind recently, then this is an experience that you cannot miss. Come join me, Jessalyn Devereaux, on Saturday, April 1st, as I host the Meet the Psychics, Meet the Healers Day at the Minneapolis Learning Annex. Just go online today to www.professionalangel.com to register and find out more. Renew yourself with this day that's sure to inspire miracles and change your life. The day is filled with psychic readings, seminars, and spiritual healing sessions. Plus, everyone who attends will receive a free, complimentary mini reading, but go online today to www.professionalangel.com or call 651-208-6452. That's 651-208-6452.
You hear footsteps and things bumping and banging in the middle of the night. Could it be paranormal activity? Or is it just Dave and Tim raiding your fridge?
Beer.
Strange things happen in the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is a paranormal radio show where we're going to bring you all different topics and many different guests. This evening with us, we have Mr. Robert Baca, a very gifted spiritual medium and psychic who will be able to help you connect with people that have passed over. I'd like to mention real quickly that Robert can be seen at the Healthy Life Expo in Minneapolis on February 3rd and 4th. We do have a few free passes left for that if you want to call in at 612-375-1400. He'll also be available in April. Tell me if I have this right, Robert, at a Journey to Enlightenment in Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you can get that information and more and hear more about Robert by going to voicesfromheaven.com. That's Robert's actual website, and there's ways to connect with him there. If you'd like to do private readings, you can go to voicesfromheaven.com. Robert, on the line with us now, we have Dawn Pierce. Dawn, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you hear her, Robert?
Yes, Dawn, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Dawn?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
You can barely hear him?
Yeah.
Okay. Robert, can you hear her okay?
Yes, I'm trying to... Can you hear me now, Dawn?
I can still hear you, but it's very faint, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Dawn, first of all, I need to let you know that... Why, thank you. Wow, you got a lot of people around you. First of all, I have a young man who is very much connected to you, passes at the hands of someone else. All right, thank you.
He's connected to somebody else?
Yes. And
okay.
I also need to let you know that this person is connected to you because you're connected to somebody that he's talking to. So this is where you become the messenger, receiving the messages and passing them down. And.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, please. I'm supposed to say the name Jesse. Something with Jesse. I'm getting the name Jesse?
No.
No, listen. I'm getting this male figure claiming his name. He's connected to the name Jesse. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm, once again, this person is not blood related to you. This person is connected to you to the side.
Okay.
Okay? Who are you connected to? I'm supposed to say the name Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, remember this, though. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. That this gentleman, Jesse, is in good hands. He's definitely in good hands, and I'm also being shown yellow and orange roses to you. That's his way of saying thank you for allowing him to come through. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Hold on. You got a lot of people with you, young lady. First of all, I also need to let you know that you have a lot of people on your mom's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who's Mary? I'm supposed to say the name Mary to you.
Okay.
And I'm getting that Mary's more connected to a middle name than a first name. Okay? And
okay.
What's that? And I don't want to say it's, yeah, it's just Mary. And what's the first name, please? Give me the first name, please. Give me the first letter or something for the first name. I'm being shown the letter C, the letter C connection.
The letter C is in David?
Connection. Do you understand this, please?
The letter C like cat, Robert?
Yes.
Oh, let's see. Okay.
All right, what's that, please? Who just had the baby, please? Who's connected to you who just had the baby?
About a year ago.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Was this a baby girl, please?
Yes.
Thank you, because I'm getting an older woman acknowledging the new baby.
Okay.
Okay, very, very close to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
It's like she's acknowledging. How are you connected to her, please? No. Not you. I'm asking. Okay. I'm talking to the spirit. I'm sorry. All right. Who's the woman who passes from cancer? Now, I'm getting something with the lungs. Definitely with the lungs. I'm not getting breasts. I'm getting lungs.
I know a man that passed from cancer.
No, this is a female.
This is a female.
Listen to the information, okay?
Okay.
Don't try to, you know, because when you say that I know of a man,
mm-hmm.
you're giving me information. I don't want that information.
Okay. Is it related or not?
Just understand the information that is coming through to you right now. Whatever you don't validate now doesn't mean it won't validate itself later, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever watched such shows, Crossing Over, where some people don't validate information right away,
yes.
but after later on but that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'll probably happen like that 9 times out of 10. They always do. And I'm supposed to say something about the connection with the month of February. I'm also being shown white roses with this from this lady to you. I'm saying like congratulations. She's like she's acknowledging something here.
Okay.
All right. What's that? Why are they showing me like Latin background here?
Showing what?
Latin background. Where's the Puerto Rican connection? Where's the Spanish connection? Where's the Latin connection?
Friends.
Okay. Is this friend getting married, please? Because I'm also being shown white roses.
I don't know.
Okay, because it's like they're acknowledging this, like something that is going to happen. Something that is coming up that they're going to be a part of.
Okay.
All right, what's that, please? And I'm also supposed to say the name Charlie? Something with Charlie.
Okay.
All right, what's that? And where's the California connection here? They're showing me the state of California.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't know if you have family there or if you have friends there, mm-hmm. but they're definitely acknowledging you going to California.
Okay.
What's that, please? When is she leaving for California, please? Give me a precise month and time. Remember the month of August.
August?
Yep, my month of August this year.
Okay.
I don't know if you're changing jobs or if you're job searching, but I'm also they're showing me a major change in your occupation, a very positive change.
Okay.
Okay. Who works in the clerical office? Who works like in accounting? Who works like in records, transcripts?
I don't.
Who works in a large cubicle room? Looks like a gray cubicle room, and there's a lot of windows all the way around this main floor.
My cousin.
This almost looks like a high-rise, some type of floor.
Yes.
Do you understand this, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I also need to let you know that I'm getting an older male figure, very much above you, also on your mother's side, left side of the family.
Okay.
Left side of your hand is your mom's side of the family, and I'm also getting grandfather figure here. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And who's the person that needs to get their head out of their hiney? He's acknowledging somebody needs to get their head out of their hiney. And why are they showing me a donut shop? Who owns a bakery shop? Who owns a donut shop?
Oh, it could have been.
And I'm also being shown a big dollar sign. Nice investment on this. Whoever's going in on this.
Okay.
Wait, what's that? The month of July is going to be a very, very good time to get into this business, whoever's talking about getting into this type of business. I have no idea if it's catering. I have no idea if it's cake decorating or if it's a bakery, but it's something sweet, something sweet.
Okay.
Okay? All right, what's that? And they're also showing me Greece. They're also saying Sagopo, which means in Greek, I love you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Do you understand this, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, because they keep saying Sakapo, Sakapo. Do you speak Greek?
No.
No, okay. And I'm supposed to say Nicholas, something
yeah.
with Nick or Nicky or Nicholas?
Nicholas.
Right, do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm also getting the name Sakapo, Sakapo, which means, once again, in Greek, I love you. All right, what's that, please? And I'm also, wow, I'm also being shown an entire valley of red roses from Grandpa. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
And when I see a valley of red roses, please understand that that is not just a signification of a sign of love, but it's the strength of that love that still endures in spirit as it was once in life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's that, please? All right, thank you. And I also need to let you know that he's saying something about two births coming this year in the family.
Two births.
Mm-hmm. Two boys. Okay, so I don't know if twins run in your family.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But I'm getting that somebody is going to be lucky not once, but twice. Okay?
Okay.
All right, what's that, please? And I'm supposed to say something Kitty or Kitey or something of this. The name's not coming through quite clearly. Right. And I also need to let you know that the lady on your father's side of the family with the big mouth is still there. They're using a lot of humor and happiness with this, like ha, 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 ha.
Right.
What's that? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe he said that. Too bad we can't send her back. All right, thank you. And I'm supposed to say happy anniversary to somebody above you. Happy anniversary. They're showing me a white cake. They're acknowledging somebody's wedding anniversary. Okay?
Okay.
Pass that down.
What's
that, please? All right. I also need to let you know that there's a young man here who passes in a massive impact. And I'm getting a massive impact. I'm not getting high to low like an airplane crash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting like some kind of automobile accident. Massive impact goes very quickly, he says.
Okay.
Do you understand this, please? And he's standing right by you. He has black short hair.
Okay.
He has black short hair. And I'm getting a J connection with him. And I'm also getting the name K something. I don't know if it's a person's name, K-A-Y, or if it's connected to K. I'm getting K has got to be either a middle name or where you get certain names where there's a name for it. There is a name for it. Where they take one portion of one name and they add it of another last name.
Like
hyphen name or hefen name. I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that kind of name, K something. K. I don't know if it's Kason or Kirsten. Okay, but I'm getting it's K something. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And I don't know why they're showing me a pink room.
A pink room?
Yeah, they're showing me a pink room. So I don't know if this is a baby girl's bedroom or something that has been renovated or to look this way or something of this nature. But I'm being shown pink, a pink room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What's that? And they're also showing me white roses. Congratulations. I don't know if someone just built a home in your family.
Okay.
Or if somebody just bought a home, but
yes.
They're acknowledging the new home.
Yes.
Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. And who served like a religious life? Are you from a Catholic background, please? Because I'm hearing Fran Franciscan sing. Nomine Sotrovici. You know, some kind of Catholic connection here.
Yes.
Do you understand this, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who served in the religious life? Who was the nun? Who was the priest?
Who was the what? Priest?
Yes. Who was the nun or who was the priest connected to the familia?
Father's side, I believe.
Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. Is this their way of validating themselves to you, at the same time letting you know who is all together with them? Okay? And I also need to let you know that the person who lost the little girl is there with them. Okay?
Okay.
And who is Teresa? Who is Teresa? I'm supposed to say the name Teresa, please.
I don't know.
Okay, write this down.
Yep.
Okay, because I'm not getting it from them like they're acknowledging further who is there with them on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's almost like they're acknowledging somebody. All right, what's that? All right, thank you. They're pulling their energies back. They're gone. Thank you very much for calling in, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dawn.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Now, I have to tell you something a little weird here, Robert.
Yes.
I know to you it's not weird. Nothing's weird. But as you were talking, we're trying to make sure we can fit in. We have another guest and we have a person on a call hold here, so we want to try to get everybody in.
Absolutely.
As I'm sitting here, I told Tim to cut my mic and I started sending you the psychic vibe. I said, come on, Teresa's next, Teresa's next. And then you just went to Teresa. That's kind of creepy to me.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you just did. That is really cool.
We're going to go right now. We've got Teresa actually live in the studio with us. So, Teresa, this is Robert Baca. Robert, this is Teresa, and Tim and I will shut up again.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hey, Robert. Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, am I reading you, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you're a call-in?
No, I'm in the studio.
Oh, you are in the studio. Thank
yes.
you. Teresa, first of all, I need to let you know that I'm also getting a person that is like a brother figure, but I don't know if the brother figure is connected to you. He's not taking any position connecting to you directly, but he's coming through as a brother figure. So I don't know, I cannot validate this person being your brother figure, but I need to let you know that this person can either be a brother figure or a brother-in-law, or you're connected to somebody to the side who has lost a brother. And what's that, please? Give me a letter that I can validate you as, please. He's giving me an M connection. I don't know if he's connected to the letter M himself, or if he's acknowledging somebody that he wants to relate a message to. And I'm also being shown a lot of water, something with water connection. How are you connected to her, please? You're above her. Do you understand this information so far, please?
No.
Okay. But I mean, do you do understand the information as it's coming through?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And I have no idea but to show me the number 5 and the number 7. I don't know if this is the 5th month, 7th date. And who's connected to you that is connected to some kind of fashion or some kind of modeling?
I don't know.
All right, thank you. And I'm supposed to say the name Michelle with this. They're acknowledging Michelle still being here. So you really do need to remember this information. Because it's all connected to this brother title. How do you pass, please? Cancer. Prostate. 37. And I'm supposed to say the name Joan. Something with Joan. Joan is still here, he says. And I'm also getting Joan is being connected to some kind of healthcare occupation. I don't know if she's an LPN or if she works in a doctor's office or she has some kind of medical connection. Wait, what's that? And I'm supposed to say the name Katie as well. All right. And also remember the name Lewis. Not Lois, Lewis. And you also got to remember the name Eugene. And I'm getting Eugene is on the other side with this gentleman. And I'm also getting his name to be Matt or Matthew. This person that is coming through like a brother title. I'm getting Matt, and I'm also getting Matthew. So I'm getting like either he was called by Matt or his Christian given name was Matthew. Okay, once again, he has black short hair. No mustache. He leaves behind a family of 3, a wife and 2 children. Katie's got to be one of the little girls. Because I'm getting two girls that he leaves behind. And remember the name Sadie? It's got to be Katie and Sadie. And he passes the day before one of his daughter's birthday. And he's showing me yellow and orange roses for you, like thank you for allowing him to come through. He's telling me that he's connected to you. But how are you connected to her, though? To the side. This will make sense later, he says. And I'm also being shown New York with you. Why are they showing me New York?
I don't know.
Okay, remember the name, remember the location, New York. Because they're showing me exactly like Manhattan area. And they're also showing me sci-fi. What's that? I don't know why, but I'm also being... I don't know if you have the direct connection to Echo. What's that?
Do you?
No. Not direct. Indirect.
You have an indirect connection to Echo Bodine?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is where this information is going to. This is where you now become the messenger. You get with your connections that it's got that connection with her. And share this information. Right, thank you. Is there anyone else that you would like to bring through for this young lady? We're happy to receive it. And I have no idea, but I'm supposed to say congratulations to you for the month of July coming up this year. Don't know. To show me white roses for you. That's all I'm getting for you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
No, thank you for allowing me and giving me the chance to reading you. Thank you very much. And God bless you.
You too.
You are listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This evening's special guest is Mr. Robert Baca. We'll be back with another caller right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Tri Minnesota Mortgage was founded on one simple principle, to be your complete mortgage resource. Keith Troutman and the experts at Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you with all your needs. They've built a reputation for client satisfaction and are devoted to making the mortgage process as easy as possible. You get to work with a broker that understands your needs. Finding the right loan is only the beginning. Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you every step of the way to ensure smooth sailing with personal one-on-one help. I'm Dave Schrader, the host of Darkness on the Edge of Town. When I bought my new home, I turned to Keith Troutman to help me. He made what could have been a very stressful time easy and painless. He was considerate and realizes that this is more than just a job to him. It's the future for you. I recommend them to my friends, and I'm happy to recommend them to you. To take the first step to a financially free tomorrow, call 952-223-5000 or visit them on the web at cruiseatclose.com. For a fresh start, no matter what your current situation, call Keith at Tri Minnesota Mortgage. That's 952-223-5000. As Keith says, it's your money. Keep more of it. That's Tri Minnesota Mortgage, 952-223-5000.
If you bleed from the ears while listening to Leo Sayer records, would it qualify as a paranormal experience? I thought so. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town. Ooh, that hurts.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is Dave Schrader along with my co-host and producer Tim Dennis. On the line with us, we have Mr. Robert Baca, a very gifted spiritual psychic and medium. He'll be live this next weekend, February 3rd and 4th at the Healthy Life Expo here in Minneapolis. So if you'd like to attend, we do have two free passes left. Each pass is good for two admittance, so people can go as a couple, as a group, as your friends. If you'd like to get us one of these tickets, make sure to give us a call at 612-375-1400. Again, that's 612-375-1400. During the break, Robert, I just happened to go in to check. We do have a call on the line. We'll have to do a very short reading for Jennifer. But I do want to mention that our phone representative, the person that takes our calls for us, said that you were really hitting on her she believes, during that last segment. She was getting a lot of the truth through that.
Oh, wow, yes, and very much so. It could be connected that way as well.
All right, well, I just wanted to make a mention of that. I know sometimes you said when Tim and I were here, you were pulling for both of us, so I just thought it was interesting.
If she has time and if she wants to talk, I can reconnect with her energy.
Okay, we can maybe after the show we'll hook you up with Robin, our phone girl, and she can help you out.
Before we take the next caller, can I at least say some special thanks?
Certainly.
To you and your co-host, and you have a wonderful program. I also want to say thank you to my good friend, Phyllis Galdi of Faith Magazine, and also Angie. She's like my second mom. I love you. And my manager, Jim Creek.
Fantastic. We're going to take the next call here. With us, we have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Now, we do only have about 3 to 4 minutes. I do apologize, okay, but we'll try to get your reading done here. Go ahead.
Thanks.
All right, Jennifer, are you there?
I am, Mr. Baucus. I am.
Thank you. Jennifer, I also need to let you know that I have an older male figure, mom's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if mom has the brother who has passed or if your grandfather has the brother who has passed, but I'm definitely getting an uncle figure in this area, and I'm also getting military connection with this as well. Can you please verify?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure of the connection.
Okay, that's fine, as long as you're writing this information down.
Yes, sir, I am.
And I also supposed to let you know, congratulations on your journey, because your future is about to shift change for the better, a very positive transition.
That's very true.
Okay, I need to let you know that your angel guides and your spirit guides are working very closely with you, and you have a very close and dear friend, not blood related, but that is like a family title member to you that is passed, that is also one of your guardian angels. I don't know who she is. She doesn't give me any information on her, but I'm feeling that kind of energy with this message.
But it's a female.
Keep up the good work, they said. And they're pulling their energies back. Thank you so very much, Jennifer, for calling in, and love and light and blessings to you and your journey.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in, Jennifer. Thank you to Pat, Chris, also to Dawn Pierce and Teresa, our in-studio guest. We appreciate all of you being a part of tonight's show. We are going to have Robert back in the future. We should probably have him in, I think it's around the first week of April that we have you rescheduled to come back with us, Robert. And for those of you that are interested in seeing him again this weekend, he is at the Healthy Life Expo in Minneapolis on February 3rd and 4th. You can also see him April 1st and 2nd at the A Journey to Enlightenment at the Mid-America Center, which is in One Arena Way, Council Bluffs, Iowa. You can visit Robert on the web by going to voicesfromheaven.com. And there's a phone number. Is there also an email address there for you, Robert?
Yes. To book a private reading, you can reply to Robert at voicesfromheaven. Or you can apply to my manager, Jim's email address, and that is jmcrk1@yahoo.com.
Well, we really appreciate you being with us this evening, Robert. We look forward to having you back in April. We appreciate everybody that tuned in this evening, both on darknessradio.com. Remember to tell your friends about us. Also, for those of you that are tuning in, we'd like you to join up on our forum to speak to other like-minded people. You can do that by clicking on the Discuss tab. Make sure that you tune in next week when our guest is Marianne Winkowski, the real-life inspiration for the CBS hit Friday night show, The Ghost Whisperer, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. Marianne has an incredible gift, and she'll be with us to share it. There are surprises in store, so don't miss out. Make sure to join the forum at www.darknessradio.com. Click on the Discuss tab so that you can be eligible to win an autographed copy of her book. Thank you very much for listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show with our special guest, Robert Baca. This is your host, Dave Schrader, along with co-host Tim Dennis and producer. We appreciate you listening. You're listening to AM 1470 KLBB, Brooklyn Park.